Hey everyone, I'm Deanna. I'm in the 10th grade and I go to Kleinkane High School, and I'm back with another podcast video for y'all. And today we're going to be talking about the book Drama High Volume 6 by Elle Devine. And the title of this book is called Jade. So I like this book because it's a real book. I'm not sure if it's based on true events or not, but the whole time they kept it real throughout the whole book. You don't have to second guess yourself if it's based on true events. And they tell you real events that happen, like fights, gossiping, family issues, everything like that, stuff that people really go through in high school. And anybody can read this book because they go through a lot of situations in this book that anybody can relate to, no matter what. So I like the book because of that. And it's actually Drama High is a series book, and the author who wrote it, Elle Devine, she's written many more books in the series. And this is a volume 6, but I think it goes up to a volume 13. And before this book, there's many more, obviously. But the reason I like the book as well is because I didn't read any of the volumes before this one. So when I read it in the beginning of the book, in the first few pages, it gives you descriptions of everyone in the book, all the characters, and you can read through the characters and say who they are. And in the book, it tells you who they are, so you don't have to wonder who they are. And it gives you a description of everyone's background, so you know who everyone is. And then she does this in every book. And the main character, in each book, there's a different main character. And then in this book, the main character was Jade. So in the book, she says real stuff based on events that I'm assuming happened to her in high school or that she's been through in high school. Maybe someone that she knows has happened to her in high school. So the reason this book is a good book is because it's well written, and if you're someone that likes drama or likes to hear gossip or gossip, this is a good book for you because the POV is written in her perspective, and if you like slang, then I feel like this is a good book for you because they're not like, you know, super proper with everything, and they have slang in the book, basically real stuff, real life events that people would really go through. And I recommend this book to anyone who is just simply looking for something good to read. And the book, anyone can relate to because there's many different backgrounds, ways of life. And this book is for anybody that's going through a heartbreak, family issues, identity crisis, anything like that. So now that we're done talking about the book, let's talk about the author. The author is Elle Devine. She is originally from California. She has two children, a daughter and a son. She has lived in Jamaica. She's also a priestess, a female priest. She studied at UCLA for psychology and English studies. And she has also lived in Atlanta with her children. So now I'm going to name the series of books that she has, the Drama High series. Book 1, The Flight. Book 2, Second Chance. Book 3, Jade's Legacy. Book 4, Frenemies. Book 5, Lady J. Book 6, the one that I currently read, Jordan Cortland Jade. Book 7, Hustlin'. And book 8, Keep It Moving. And she has many more books. So more about the author. She attended elementary school in Compton. And during junior high, she moved with her dad, and she attended a primary white Christian school. And then she moved back with her mother, and she attended the South Bay School of Los Angeles. What is her life like now? She currently is finishing a book on the Drama High series, Volume 6, No Mercy. She's also beginning Volume 17, Drama U, Not to Mention, that she also is in trying to include, make a Drama High television series. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the main character, Jade. And she uses Jade as a younger version of her, as her family in Jamaica. And she has long black hair. She's caramel skin complexion, which also makes many of these people like her because most people in Jamaica don't have long hair and are lighter. And she went to an all-white school, like I mentioned. And she's smarter than most of them, so it's obviously controlled by drama. And her grandparents are fighting all the time, and she's also fighting with her two best friends. They're going back in between, and she's also fighting with her two ex-boyfriends. They're fighting over her, and they're both trying to get back with her. And sometimes she overreacts, and Jade tries to balance out the drama in her life by keeping sane, caring, and her respectful personality. So now I'm going to be reading you a poem from the book. A whirlwind of drama hit her once, not being able to handle it one by one. Friends leaving your side, things going wrong, unplanned pregnancy, high school years are gone. Mickey is hurt, but her pride won't show it. Her the real father, her baby, and no one knows him. She'll put on Nigel to make him seem sweet, and her man finds out Nigel's family will weep. Ron and Jeremy fight over Jade's heart. The fight is so crucial, it tears her apart. But Jade's answer is, who will win Jade's heart? So the target audience for the book are young adults, teenage girls, and also any type of teen that likes drama. So the tone of the book, most of the time it's upsetting, but sometimes it's happy depending on who she's talking to and who she's with. The antagonist of the book would be Ra. He hates when she talks to Jeremy, wants her all to himself. He doesn't want her to be with anyone else. He wants a second chance from her. And he hates that she has friends that are boys. The theme of the book is both of Jade's cliques have not crossed paths, and they aren't getting along, with problems at home and also her beef with Ra. Jade hopes to have a smooth sailing rest of her high school years ahead. Jade realizes that they don't call it drama high for nothing. In conclusion with the book, I do recommend this book to anyone who is looking for something to read, someone who really likes interesting books and is about drama. All of the volumes are good books to read, but I just happened to read volume 6. But also, I would recommend you to read the volumes before this one, just so you know what's going on with the book and who everyone really is before you read this book. From what I know of, the book hasn't won any awards. I'm not sure if the author herself has won any awards, but the book, volume 6 alone, hasn't won any awards. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I appreciate you coming this far to the end, and I hope y'all are able to make it to next week's podcast.